Next up, we're going to meet an Israeli diplomat in the U.S. who's broken the mold. Rita Mansour is Israel's consul general to the southeast U.S. He's different from other Israeli diplomats in a couple of ways. For one thing, he's a celebrated poet. For another, he's an Arab. Rita Mansour is the first non-Jewish career diplomat in Israel's history. Reporter Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio WUNC prepared this profile.
Ambassador Rita Mansour strolls to the podium in an elementary Hebrew class at the University of North Carolina. He's reading his own poetry.
Layla bakfar veshekid shel minzar. Klavim nofchim al yareach galmud. Layla bakfar.
Rita Mansour is a slender, dark-haired man in his mid-40s. Arabic is his first language, but he writes exclusively in Hebrew. Mansour tells the room full of students he was born in a Druze village in northern Israel. The Druze are the only Israeli Arabs conscripted by the Israeli military.
As a traditional community, traveling around the world or leaving your community used to be a very exceptional thing. It wasn't something that you took into consideration when you grew up in a Druze village in Israel in the 70s or the 80s.
Mansour's grandfather was a farmer, but his father was a banker who encouraged his children to travel and excel in school. UNC freshman Melissa Ballard says Mansour isn't what she expected from an Israeli diplomat.
I think it is surprising because you would think, like, you'd automatically assume that he was Jewish coming from Israel.
That's reasonable, since most of the country's career diplomats are Jewish. Mansour says he was inspired to join the Foreign Service more than 20 years ago by an Israeli diplomat who spoke at his university. Since then, Mansour has served in San Francisco, Portugal, and Ecuador, where he became Israel's youngest ambassador ever. But Mansour says his identity as an Israeli Arab can still be a problem for some people, even at official functions.
I had people who told me anti-Semitic jokes and anti-Semitic stories because they thought that, you know, because I'm an Arab, so it's a good thing they can share with me. And I had the other way around also. I've been in social events in this country where people, because they assumed that I'm an Israeli diplomat, said the most horrible things about Arabs and Muslims, the most racist things.
But Mansour has also faced criticism from Arabs. Earlier this year, he appeared frequently on CNN to explain and defend the Israeli government's controversial operation in the Gaza Strip. Arab Americans of all political persuasions took note.
Those who feel that Israel must be confronted, Israel must be defeated, Israel is the enemy, would regard Mr. Mansour as, essentially a traitor.
Hussein Ibish is a senior fellow at the American Task Force on Palestine, a nonprofit group that advocates for a two-state solution in the Middle East.
But those who understand that Israel is there and the Palestinians live in Israel and they are Israelis have to take into consideration not only that it might be more interesting to have, some Arabs involved in the Israeli diplomatic service might be helpful in a way, and understand, I think, that for the Palestinian citizens of Israel to exclude themselves from institutions like the foreign ministry is, it's asking a lot of them.
Here in the U.S., Mansour says most people have been very welcoming, and that makes him hopeful, too.
In the United States, actually, Arabs and Jews have an opportunity to help us in the Middle East. Because here they have the setting very far away from the Middle East where they can live together and study together and open dialogue that might affect us over there.
Mansour recently completed a doctoral dissertation on modern Syrian history. Israel doesn't have an embassy in Syria, but Mansour says if peace ever allows it, he would love to serve as an ambassador there and meet the Syrian intellectuals he's written about. For The World, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.